Though many people who have been seriously ill from COVID-19 are older or have underlying health conditions, it's still unclear what causes certain people to get really sick from the coronavirus. Waterloo, Iowa resident Aquarius Bunch had been a healthy 27-year-old working at an assisted living facility when she got COVID-19. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs has her story.
When Aquarius Bunch tested positive for COVID-19, she quarantined alone at home, hoping to ride out her fever and cough.
I was taking several baths and showers a day. I was checking my temperature. I was drinking tea. I was staying hydrated.
But Bunch never got better. Instead, she got sicker to the point where she went to the emergency room in Waterloo, a small town in eastern Iowa.
I really don't remember much. I just remember they were checking my temperature. They gave me some Tylenol, and I thought I was getting ready to go home. That's what I remember.
It was there Bunch's condition deteriorated fast. She had a seizure, and doctors decided she would need to be transferred to Iowa City, some 80 miles away.
And so they quickly contacted our team at the University of Iowa.
Sharon Beth Larson is a doctor at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. She says there was something else to worry about.
To say we have a COVID-19 patient who has a periviable fetus. So this is a fetus at an age where it is not likely to survive outside the uterus.
Not only did Bunch have COVID-19, she was 6 months pregnant and her lungs were failing.
She was, at that point, not responsive. She was sedated. She was paralyzed. She was on the mechanical ventilator.
Larson, a heart surgeon, was called in because Bunch needed more than that ventilator to survive. Her organs still weren't getting enough oxygen, and so her only chance was a complex, invasive life support procedure known as ECMO. Larson says ECMO is used on just 1-2% of the sickest COVID-19 patients. It involves surgically attaching tubes and monitors to pump oxygen into the blood. This would give Bunch's lungs a chance to heal.
And then we can wean the support and let the patient continue to recover.
But odds were against Bunch. Larson says when COVID-19 patients get to the point where they're placed on ECMO therapy, less than half survive. Plus, there was the issue of the pregnancy. Larson says patients on ECMO nearly always undergo emergency deliveries.
There's bleeding complications. There's thrombotic or blood clot complications. So we were doing the very best we could in this very rare and unique situation.
Larson says during the hour that it took to do the procedure, the room was tense, filled with emotion. A maternal fetal medicine team monitored Bunch's baby the whole time, ready to deliver if necessary. But it wasn't, and Bunch made it through.
I remember waking up and I was on Zoom with my family. They were waving at me, smiling and, you know, talking to me. And I just thought I was in a dream. I thought it was a dream.
Bunch and her lungs improved rapidly, so much so that a little over a week later, she was taken off of ECMO. The next day, her ventilator was removed. And just 2 weeks after Bunch arrived in Iowa City by air ambulance, she was sent home to Waterloo to her mother and 3-year-old son.
It was actually on Mother's Day. I got to come home, so that was great. That was amazing. That worked out well.
Bunch says in the whirlwind of what happened, she never got to talk to Larson while in the ICU. She met her at a checkup appointment after leaving the hospital.
I felt very emotional because, you know, she saved my life. Like, it was just, I was so glad to be able to see her and express my feelings and emotions about how I felt.
And Larson says Bunch has been a source of inspiration during what she calls a dark and disturbing few months at the University Hospital battling COVID-19.
Maybe things will never be normal again in the hospital, but it just felt so good that we conquered this virus, that Aquarius conquered this virus that has taken out so many of our friends and family and loved ones and colleagues.
Bunch is now at home in Waterloo. Her baby girl is due in August. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.